You know, you just look them up on the internet. We Are Change Portland. They'll tell you all about it. Go to Mark right now. Let's go to Mark calling from Kelso. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Glad, what's going on?
How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
I called in about a couple weeks ago, back when you were talking about the spiral.
Yeah.
I had a thought going through my head back, connected back then, was I called in and asked about kind of like about a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that the movies were just a way of the government's way to, like, get the idea in our heads.
So predictive programming, yeah, you're right.
Well, I thought of something that had to do with global warming. It was a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, that was all about that. That's true.
It was the aliens got mad at us because we're destroying our planet, and then whatever. It was just.
Remember the line he said? He says, "If you die, the Earth survives. If the Earth dies, we all die."
Yeah.
In other words, kill yourself, you'll save the planet. I don't think the planet's going anywhere.
No, it's not. It's the planet's fine.
Planet's been here how many years? Couple billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not gonna matter.
Ooh.
And that's the whole point, is that, you know, global warming and global sustainability, you know what there actually is? It's all about putting you out of the equation.
Yeah.
Humans, get them out of here. We don't want them around. And you know what? They're the ones that are going to be pointing the finger and saying, get rid of that human, that human, that human. You know what that is? That's called eugenics.
Yep.
That's called eliminating those bottom feeders that you don't like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
called Nazism.
Yeah, and the saddest part is that I used to be someone who believed in global warming. I used to read popular science and look at all these statistics. Well, you know what? I went and did try to do my own research and tried to look it up through their resources.
Mm-hmm.
Resources didn't exist. The magazine, most of that magazine is fake.
Oh, I know. They fake a lot of stuff. There was something that I caught. It was called The Natural University, saying that all these earthquakes that were happening had something to do with global warming. No.
It's atmospheric, not seismic.
I know. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Right, let's go to Brittany now. Hi, Brittany. You're on Ground Zero. Brittany in Portland, you alive?
Yep.
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm
a biology student in Portland.
Hi.
And I have to say I'm kind of against you. I'm kind of for the cool global warming thing.
Why?
Because I've learned from the real scientists, not, you know, the corrupted ones that are there to make money off of us.
Who are the corrupt ones and who are the real ones?
Well, I'm talking about the ones, you know, like the ones we've heard about recently that are, you know, fudging numbers, things like that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of theories out there that you have to kind of consider before just totally knocking the whole thing. Like,
right. Do you know anything about sun cycles and geological clocks and how, you know, there haven't been any real sunspots on the sun, so that would indicate a cooling period to about 2015?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
So,
totally possible. One thing, though,
yeah.
That I learned is that if you look at the cycles of how everything goes with the Earth, we go through cold spots and we go through warm spots,
yeah.
Not whole global warming, but just cold and warm spots,
right.
Like how the ice
right.
happens.
Right.
Right now, if you look at the cycles of where we are, we're technically in an ice age.
We're heading there. Yeah.
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 And if you consider that,
okay.
It's kind of like global warming could be the only thing that's keeping us from freezing.
So what you're saying is that you're hoping for global warming so that we don't freeze to death.
Well, right now, I mean, eventually it would totally screw
but
us.
See, but see, let me tell you, Brittany. I want to point something out to you, though, Brittany. Okay.
Against the whole commercialism of conservation that
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, like, let me. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the first part of it is reduce, and it seems to be like they're telling us, you mm-hmm. know, we need to buy all this stuff in order to conserve, which is totally bogus.
Right. So
but,
that's the part of global warming that I think is bogus. That's the part
right.
of the whole science that's really made up, and it's called potential science. It's really not true. So, Brittany, I mean. You're for the people who push global warming, or you're against them?
I'm for global warming. I mean, I believe it's true. I'm not for the people who are pushing it, of course, because, you know, everybody can believe whatever they want.
Right.
I think it's true.
You think global warming's true?
Like, I'm not going to try to...
Okay. I'm just a little confused. I know I'm running out of time, but I just... On one hand, you're saying that, you know, global warming, yay, and on the other hand, you're saying nay. Makes me wonder if you're just kind of an agnostic about global warming. Is that right?
Well, in a way.
Okay.
It could be totally bogus.
Agnosticism's fair.
But I do believe it.
Yeah, agnosticism's fair. I can
yeah.
give you some agnosticism. Yeah. We'll just see how your agnosticism holds out when they tax the hell out of you. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. We'll be back with more. Don't go away. 1-800-344-KUFO. Give us a call.
I'm Al Gore, comedy star.
Global warming.
It's unbelievable.
I'm Al Gore.
Global warming.
It's unbelievable.
Global warming.
It's unbelievable.
I'm Mr. Green. I'm Mr. Green. I'm Mr. Green. I'm Mr. Green.
I'm Al Gore.
Global warming.
It's unbelievable.
It's on fire.
I will show the world.
The earth is on fire. I'm Al Gore. The earth is on fire.
I'm Al Gore.
The earth is on fire. I'm Al Gore.
Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from the warm Portland, Oregon. Actually, we've been warmer than most places. Maybe global warming is just happening in Portland because, well, it's the cause. Cause and effect. Something like that. Otherwise, the entire country's in deep freeze. England's in deep freeze. Beijing's in deep freeze. Lima, Peru's in deep freeze. And they're pushing this agenda. And when they did the they just wrapped up the Copenhagen summit a couple days ago. They called it Hopenhagen. Oh, give me a break. Hopenhagen. You know? Hopenhagen. Hagen das. Bluten, bleaten, blotten, bloaten. I am so sick of global warming. And I'm sick of it because I take a look and I see the news is not reflective of global warming. And for those of you that don't know what global warming is, let me just tell you what global warming is. It's generic fascism. Okay? Generic fascism is a revolutionary form of nationalism that is driven by the myth of the nation's imminent rebirth from decadence. It evolves into a form of what is known as populist ultra-nationalism. The generic fascist government decides upon an agreed-upon enemy. And in the case of global warming, what it is your liberal, decadent lifestyle that is the enemy of the state, and so the political witchcraft that can be demonstrated is that the conservatives hate global warming because a liberal champions it, Al Gore. But what isn't pointed out is that the so-called liberal chief is in reality an agent of neocon values condemning the liberal industrial complex and demanding a conservative alternative. See, here's the deal. It's a liberal position to say that you are a global warming activist. You want all these things to change. What you're really saying is that you are a liberal that wants to conserve, ipso facto, making you a conservative. Get it? You see how stupid it is? See, this is what political witchcraft is, all right? All of these liberals saying, yay, global warming, let's make things change, blah, blah, blah. What they're really doing is they're adopting the idea of conservatism. They're saying, oh, my liberal decadent lifestyle destroyed the planet, so therefore I need to conserve, therefore making you a conservative. You get it? So anybody out there that's a liberal that's going to say, what are you, a conservative? No, hell, I don't. I have a decadent lifestyle. You know, I eat cheeseburgers. I drive a car. Actually, I ride the bus a lot in a train, but that's another story. It's not me wanting to reduce my carbon footprint. It's just because it's necessity. I drive the car sometimes. But see, the political witchcraft involved is actually old priestcraft that socially engineers liberal and open minds that can become decadent and in some cases exploit the planet. And then what they're really wanting you to do is become a Luddite fascist. These newborn fascists are able to ridicule those who question their motives. They provide a number of powerful people by buying them off. They implement ecological policies on precautionary evidence of unsustainability. And they basically say our resource usage is due to the fact that we've been liberal, decadent fools. That we're industrialized, liberal, decadent fools. And we've got to go back to being conservative. So there you go. All you liberals, they're turning you into conservatives. It's called neoconism. Straussism. Leo Strauss, a Nazi Jew, who basically said that the West's decadent lifestyles are going to destroy them, so we need to go in and we need to police them, just like Hitler thought. I mean, who's going to question those who are in authority? How do you have an argument when the consensus reality is based against you, when you're a Galileo, you're a modern-day Galileo, and you're saying, no, this isn't true? How are you going to stand up and say, it's not true, I'm fighting against it, and have people sit there and tell you you're full of it, and that you need to read science? Who? Which scientists? This perceived ecological catastrophe is due to the crisis of unsustainability, meaning there are too many people on the planet. Who goes first? In the time of Hitler, it was the Jews. Who's going to go now? Well, we all know who's dying off in great numbers, the Middle Easterners. We're moving in, we're shooting them, we're killing them. And we got plenty more where that came from because we got underwear bombers who are willing to set fire to their crotches. on a plane and people getting pissed off at Obama. Well, you didn't do enough. Jeez, I mean, what do you expect? Oh, let's go to Yemen and start shooting people. Let's go to Iran and start shooting people. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Clean the planet. Clean them up. Put them on a cart. Not quite dead yet. Well, you'll be stone dead in a minute. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's Nazism. It's communism. Well, it's not quite. It's close. It's close. It's like that it's precautionary, right? The data's there, but it's not close enough for those elitists that want you to think, we're okay. It's too generic for anyone to really get angry about. They won't force the issue. Oh, I'll just go along with it because I don't want to piss off anybody, you know. I want to conserve. I conserve just like anyone else, and that's okay. I don't want to push myself. I don't want to say that global warming is a bunch of bull. Because if I do, I won't be friendly, and no one will like me. You know, a lot of people out there are with you, you know. Remember, keep this in mind. The Nazis were the first organized socialist government to implement something called the Blutenboden, the blood and sciences. The so-called science was rooted in Norse mythology of Ragnarok, fire and ice, which was about the earth heading towards an ice age, and the German youth movement, which had a potent back-to-the-land element, which was championed by Ernst Haeckel, who first coined the term ecology to refer to the study of interactions between organisms and their environment. Once again, it's the idea where your liberal decadence needs to go back to being conservative. How much doublethink do you need to coin an Orwellian term? 1-800-344-KUFO, 1-800-344-KUFO. We're going to go to Robin, calling from Salem. She's been patient. Hi, Robin, you're on Ground Zero.
What's going on, Bill?
What's a he? Hi, Robin.
You know, the whole global warming thing, seriously, it's a big hoax. It's a bunch of crap because our ozone layer, okay, think of how powerful the UV rays are from the sun. A little bit of emission from pollution and shit, okay, stuff from outer space is way more, like, the UV rays from the sun, that's way more worse on our ozone layer than the crap that they say is, like, burning holes in it. How the hell do you burn a hole in the ozone layer? Seriously.
Well, it's not about the ozone layer. It's about the idea of CO2 gases basically creating greenhouse gases, which is not an argument here. I mean, we do have CO2 gases. The temperature does rise when CO2 gases are added to any atmosphere. Yes, it's not correct to exploit the planet and destroy it. You should conserve the planet. You should take... you don't, basically, as you say, you don't crap in your home and not expect some repercussions. So I'm not, my argument here is, you know, I'm not saying that if I don't believe in global warming, I'm not saying, oh, go out and exploit the planet. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that CO2 gases don't cause temperatures to change. I'm not saying that we don't make CO2 gases, which we do. What I am saying is that the media, the scientists, and the government are lying to you to create a generic fascism, one world government, and a worldwide tax where they can redistribute the wealth and you get nothing.
Okay, you know the great thing about that is it's funny how Americans get slapped in the face with this. 9/11, for example. People say, oh, terrorism. Okay. The biggest thing that I noticed about this, all right, when them buildings went down, notice how they went down. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Plane crashes in the top, right?
Right.
How does it... Okay, the steel in those buildings were, like, really reinforced, especially... in case that happens.
Right.
Built, you know,
right. Well, you know, and that's another show, and I agree with you. I agree that it was an inside job. We can talk more about that another time, but I appreciate your call.
All right, man.
Take care. Let's go to Sarah now. Hi, Sarah. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening, Mr. Godwin.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Godwin.
Hi.
You've Godwin the thread, yes.
Godwin. A Farker in our midst. What's up?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Fark.com, for those of you that don't know. Go ahead.
Think you may be a little harsh on people who would like to hear some science, and let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a couple of conversations now trying to explain to my father about the possibility that global warming is largely an invention of media co-opted scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And he insists on taking the black and white view,
mm-hmm.
which you also appear to be taking.
No, I don't.
However, I did hear you be perfectly reasonable with that young woman.
Mm.
And so I decided to call in and say that when I want science, I don't want you to quote the latest scientists. I'd like you to look at the simple science you learned in school and look at things like if it were warming up, for instance, we'd be much more susceptible to sunburn, dry crops, drought in the summer. In the winter, of course, it's going to get colder. In the summer is what we should be looking at, and right now things are not that bad yet. Simple science. I'm not saying go out and find articles. I'm not saying go out and find experts. But if we use some simple common sense and someone sits down and writes this out, I think you're straying into demagoguery.
How so? I don't think I am, because I'll tell you why I don't think I am, because I basically stated, and I'll state it again, global warming is political witchcraft in the sense that it's taking people and saying your liberal decadent lifestyle needs to stop and we need to make you conserve, thus making you a conservative. How many fingers am I holding up, Winston? How many?
Well, that's not exactly what conservative means.
Well, it is to be a conservative, to be a person who conserves, or a person who the definition of conservative is, it varies from person to person. You're either a neocon or you're either a Fox News guy or a Rush Limbaugh fanatic. But what I'm getting at is that they're trying to tell us, hey, your excesses is what caused this, when they're completely in excess by flying around in their airplanes and they're riding around in their limousines and the military industrial complex, which you take 16 battleships and they run a lot of CO2 gases into the air too. Not to mention the waste that they've dropped into the oceans from World War II on.
Yes, and I agree with you completely on all those fronts. And I do believe that it's political. I don't know if I'd go so far as witchcraft, but it certainly is a manipulative propaganda campaign, just like the ones that have been around since we've had global communication.
Come on, go Goodwin on me, please.
Pardon me?
Yeah, do the Godwin.
No.
You do the Godwin, please. You do the Godwin, because I did the Godwin first. You do it now.
Yeah, but you already lost the thread.
I did not. You have to do the Godwin now, because you were that age-old thing that was done by the... Quick, do the Godwin. The whom? You're not going to do it, are you? You're not going to give me the pleasure of hearing the word Nazis. You're just not. You are a stubborn person. You are killing me now on the air. I don't understand you. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you, Sarah. Great call tonight. Thank you. Well, what? Oh, they cut her off. She was going to say Nazis, and they cut her off. Nazis. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark. You're on Ground Zero.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Mark. Go ahead. You're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of comment on the way you split it all up between liberal and conservative. The way I feel, it's more of an issue of collectivism.
Okay.
Which is more of the definition of it. I think the way the mainstream media, and as well as the politicians and the ruling class, splits it up, they purposely polarize people. I mean,
yeah, you're right. You're very right. Now, where do you stand on it?
I don't believe it at all.
Good for you.
But I think polarizing it as a liberal or conservative issue or for or against, you know, on that way, really the whole thing is collectivism, and you can boil that down to any part of, you know, laws passed, issues going right now. It is like you said, a consolidation of one government can control an oligarchy.
Well,
right,
you're a very good point, I'll point out something to you. You're very brilliant, and I'll tell you why. You know, have you ever read or ever heard of something called the Project for the New American Century?
Yeah, the PNAC, yeah.
Okay. In it, Dick Cheney wrote, he said, we need to propose a more aggressive military-industrial complex, but the American people will not go for it, save we have some sort of galvanizing event such as Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Now he wrote that in a manifesto. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Mein Kampf for today is what it is. And usually if somebody writes their intentions down on paper and puts it in a book, he goes to prison, right? So they write that. We have 9/11, and then we have the industrial complex move in, and we basically go into these countries, and we fulfill our need for more and more war, weapons of war. Now, here's something that's interesting. They do this, and it's a crime. They're criminals. But what keeps them from going to prison is they say, well, we don't want to have that kind of polarization because, well, you know, you have the Republicans saying, oh, it's just sour grapes. And you have the Democrats saying, well, we don't want to push it because we don't want them to have a backlash. But they're criminals. I mean, we don't talk about someone's political political affiliation if they open fire on a schoolyard of children.
Right.
We don't say the Republican government.
The jails is because it's their system, not ours.
Yeah, it's their system, not ours. It's not red state, blue state. It's the state versus you. It's not right wing or left wing. It's the right. It's your rights being taken away by left-handed methods. And if you have a right wing and a left wing, it gets the bird fascist, the fascism bird to fly right. You need two wings to get fascism to fly in this country.
One thing I'd like to add is this didn't start with Bush.
No, it did not.
It's not going to end with Obama. This has been
going
on for a very long time.
You are so right. Brilliant call. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to take a break right now. I see you all out there. 1-800-344-KUFO. Good discussion tonight, although I'm still looking for someone who is totally against what I'm saying, and I haven't found anyone yet. Okay? Where are you? Are you too afraid to come forward and say, I believe that the planet is heating up? Read the paper. 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back.
The last sane person on planet Earth make you crazy?
This is not a test. This is an emergency broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air for as long as possible.
This is not a test. This is reality.
ZeroPointRadio.com. I'm Clyde Lewis. With the events unfolding in the world right now, it is becoming alarming as to the accuracies of the discussions at the Ground Zero Lounge. If you listen to any of the most recent Ground Zero Lounge shows replayed on this radio station, you will see that everything spoken of at these events is taking place now. If you want accurate information about what is in store for your future, I ask you to remain listening to ZeroPointRadio.com and ask your friends and neighbors to spread the word. We are proud of our programming and want you to rely on it for its compelling and accurate portrayal of what plans are in store for the country. Many of these Ground Zero shows were recorded much earlier in the year. Many of them have been recorded 6 years ago. What Ground Zero talked about in the past is now in your present. And what we are giving you now is not a test. It is the future.
Hey, John, I just heard you got a new computer. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's the coolest thing.
What'll you do with your old computer?
I don't know. I guess I'll just throw it away.
Well, my company just bought new computers, and we decided to donate the old PCs to a place that gives them to local schools. You could do something like that.
Seriously, who would want a 3-year-old computer?
Hey, it might be great for someone else. Computers can be refurbished and reused instead of ending up in the trash. By passing it on, you can help the community and the environment.
If you're replacing your company's IT equipment or you're finished using your personal computer, pass it on to a local organization that accepts computers. To learn more, log on to epa.gov/passiton. This message was brought to you by EPA, Dell, Intel, HP, NEC, Philips, and this radio station on behalf of EPA's Plug Into E-Cycling Partnership. EPA does not endorse any commercial services or products of these groups. For information on all partners, log on to epa.gov/plugin.
Michael Vick's guilty plea didn't solve the problem of dogfighting in America, but it has put a spotlight on a barbaric practice more common than you might imagine. More than 250,000 dogs are placed into fighting pits each year by people who like to watch the bloodletting. I'm Wayne Pacelli, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Please join our 10 million members in the campaign to wipe out dogfighting in America. If you've been repulsed by the video clips you've seen in the news, if you're disgusted by the cruelty, and if you think staged animal fights have no place in our communities, then take an active role now. We're going to put dogfighting out of business. To find out how, visit us at humanesociety.org. You'll get the information, the tools, and the connections you need to stop dogfighting in its tracks. Let us hear from you. Help us protect these animals from cruel and abusive treatment.
A message from the Humane Society of the United States. Learn more at humanesociety.org.
Here's a tip to lower your energy bills. Change a light. Just change one old-fashioned light bulb at home to one with the Energy Star label. Your new light will use 75% less energy, save money, and last for years. For more information, contact your local electric utility. Or go online to energystar.gov and take the Change a Light pledge to join others, changing the world, one light at a time.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for $400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for $600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Taking over the world, one mind at a time. ZeroPointRadio.com.
Ground Zero with host Clyde Lewis.
And many times when you talk about this topic, you run into people who are just vicious. Ed Begley Jr. came unglued on Fox News, and that was amazing to watch. And they do. They come unglued when you're trying to show them. And when's it going to end there? You know, go from, you know, having, what, eco-police? In fact, if you go to groundzerotv.org, groundzerotv.org, and you watch the latest episode of Ground Zero TV, which, of course, is this new website we're launching, groundzerotv.org, you get to see something called EcoSnoop. It's an app for your iPhone. And what it is that you just basically notify the eco police, and they'll come pounding on your door saying, you let that faucet drip for a long period of time, we're going to kick your butt. You know, this is snooping on your neighbor now. You know, this is mob mentality. This is like the pogroms that were carried out. And then you have Climategate, where at East Anglia, they found out these guys were fudging the data. You know, and it's like, you know, nobody cares about that. You know, global warming has become something known as an apotheosis, which is you basically take it and you hold it a lot dearer than you should, almost to the point of godliness. Science said it existed once. Science is never questioned or challenged. If you question science, you're a crank, you're a heretic, your government encourages your belief and your complicity and your religion, and they also, they want you under one umbrella so they know where to tag you. They know what you're doing. They know the drugs you're taking. They know the garbage you're throwing away. This isn't paranoia. This is your reality now. And you're just laying back saying, all right, yeah, let's let it go. Because, you know, it's my fault the planet's falling apart. The planet's not going anywhere. Global warming's a scam. It's a lie. It's madness. Plain and simple. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's go to Nate in Portland. Nate, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
All right, so here I am, the one you wanted to challenge you. I do believe in global warming, and...
I'm sorry you do.
I'm not going to challenge you as much as you probably hope.
I just want to know why. You know, in the face of all that is, you know, intellectually honest, I don't see why you're behind it.
Well, here's my thing. Now, I do have some experience in this. I am in the military. I was in the Coast Guard. I was on a boat. Then I went to search and rescue. We watch this shit very, very close. You know, it's very important to us to know what's going on. One, yeah, the CO2 levels are adding to the ozone, which is...
That's not in dispute.
What?
That's not in dispute.
Well, no, and I do agree with you. We are taking, you know, this is, of course, like any commercialism, they take the newest, hottest thing and they blow it way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, volcanoes pump out more CO2 than we do ever.
Yeah, you're right.
But we are adding to it. And
of course we are, but minutely.
Well, no. I would disagree with that.
I wouldn't.
We're cutting down trees. I mean, we are leveling rainforests.
Bringing down trees. You know what bringing down, I mean, trees, you know, the way to bringing down trees does do that. Yeah, but this isn't what we're talking about here. We're talking about fossil fuels, anthropogenic global warming from the sense of we're going to eliminate our cars, we're eliminate oil, we're going to eliminate all these other things because somebody's pissed off about it. And we have to pay. You and I are going to have to pay for our sins against humanity. Do you understand that?
Oh, I do.
You know what the Copenhagen Treaty states? Is that we as a country give up our sovereignty. The Copenhagen Treaty, we give up our sovereignty, which means that we become part of the happy family known as the New World Order, and we have to pay through our nose to these countries that claim that we rob them of their resources. You're basically paying more taxes because you were an American and you just happened to be born here.
Well, we are robbing people of their resources.
How so?
I mean,
well, I'm sorry. I'm talking to a military guy.
You would
know firsthand how we've robbed people of their resources, wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah. It's not by choice.
The military industrial complex, man. They pound in. They pave over the bodies and then they create new governments.
Right. Well, yeah. And that's exactly right. But that's because people allow that to happen. I mean,
we're not going to fight against our own military, right? Or are you talking about those other people who?
The military is not looking to fight with its civilians. If you look at what we swear to,
right.
You know, it goes Constitution, people, then.
Well, you know what? They'll hire people to shoot Americans if they need to. They don't need the military. They can hire other people that don't feel a damn bit of remorse about shooting Americans.
Well, no, and they can. But,
yeah.
You know, the military is backing the people, and nobody's willing to stand up to the government for whatever corruption it has.
Do you think this
all boils down to people being too lazy to stand up. I mean, we vote in... You know, shitbag one versus shitbag two.
Okay, we can't say that stuff. You can't. You got to be off the phone. Okay, we can't talk. Yeah, sorry. I agree with you, man, but you couldn't talk like that. That's too bad. It was such a good call. Patrick, hi, you're on Ground Zero. Don't use four-letter words, please. Go ahead. Patrick, hi.
Hey there.
What's up?
Hey, I want to comment on your thing there, the global warming you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You said it, first of all, best with the political witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And those people were saying that we're damaging the planet,
mm-hmm.
and that we're doing irreversible damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more or less that we're elongating, or they're elongating, the life of the planet. But did anybody forget that it's sooner or later going to hit the sun anyways?
I mean, we're sooner or later going to get sucked into that black hole in the middle of Galactic Central Point, right?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, however long that is, you
billions
know, I mean,
of
none
years,
of us are going to be alive when that happens. But then also, what you were saying about how it's making us, you know, dependent on other things. You know, we need to go to electricity, or that's going to make us more dependent, I think, on the grid.
Mm.
And then you know, they're taxing people and redistributing the wealth. You know, that also reminds me of what gas prices. Weren't they going outrageous?
Yeah, but people pay for it anyway. People will pay for it anyway. They just
Yeah, I know. We got to get what we got to get, you know, but that's just another way of distributing the wealth. I mean, those companies, not to name them, were making the largest profit out of any corporation ever, and you know, it's just, it's not going to go either direction the way they say it.
You know, everybody say they're talking about how things are going awry in the country and in this planet, and they all say there's going to be a revolution, Everybody's expecting somebody to fire the first shot. I got an idea for you. You know what revolution you need to do? It's not about shooting guns. It's not about going and beating people up and causing blood to fly. It's called don't give them your money. It's called
that's perfect way to say it.
Don't vote and
quit listening to the Nazis.
Don't vote with your dollars. Okay, people vote with their dollars. You go to a business, you give them money, they thrive. And if you don't believe in what they're doing and you give them money, you're a moron. If you donate money to a politician who basically bends you over and gives you what for without a reach around, you're a moron. And it's called insanity. Einstein says if you do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, and it doesn't happen, you're insane. And so if we're insane in this country and we're all mentally ill, something's wrong. Wake up and don't pay with your dollars, don't vote with your money, and don't give them a blank check to do with you what they always do to you.
And pick the correct leaders.
Exactly, if you can find them. I don't know if you can anymore. They're all appointed anymore. Once again,
yeah,
back to the...
I've yet to see one.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Zach now in Vancouver. Hi, Zach. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so about the whole global warming thing?
Mm.
Yeah, I think you're kind of wrong about there, because a lot of people are wrong about it. It's like... I know it's getting cold and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it's a gradual process. It ain't just going to come out of the blue. And what we're trying to do...
What are you talking about? It's not going to just come out of the blue. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's not going to come out of the blue.
No, global warming... Global warming, it's not like somebody just woke up and said, hey, the planet's on fire. No. Global warming has been talked about for 20, almost 30 years now. And at first it was global cooling, then it turned into global warming. Now it's back to climate change. Sounds like we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a gradual thing or a non-gradual thing. It's not real. That's what it is. It's not real.
I don't know. I still believe in it.
Why do you believe in it? Tell me why are you compelled to believe in something that's not real? Is this a Santa Claus thing? What's up? Tell me, why do you believe in global warming?
Well, to put it this way, I know I'm not going to be able to convince you either way.
No, I don't want to be convinced. I just want some intellectual honesty. I told you, CO2 gases do raise the temperature. There is. If we do put CO2 gases into the atmosphere, it'll raise the temperature. We don't destroy the planet. We conserve. We do everything we can to make the planet run. Solar panels, I'm all for it. I'm all for that wonderful stuff. Hybrid cars, I'm all for it. I'm all for that stuff. What I'm not for is cap and trade. What I'm not for is being taxed. What I'm not for is my electricity bills going through the roof because somebody thinks I need to pay my debt back to those people that I bent over. No, I don't want to do it because global warming's a farce.
Exactly. I know they have blown it way out of proportion. The commercials and like the other guy said.
But yet you still believe in global warming, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, why? If you say it's been blown out of proportion and they're lying to you, why believe in a lie? I don't understand that. Why are you believing in a lie? If you know that Daddy is Santa Claus, why do you still believe in him?
I still believe there's truth in there, but...
Where? Find it. If you can find it, then hey, yeah, but there is no truth. There is no global warming. It's a lie. And yet you still say, I still believe. Why? Is it some religious thing? Is it like they convinced you and programmed you and socially engineered you to the point where you can't fight back and say, no more? Why?
Because of, like you said before, CO2. Stuff heats up, and when it builds up, it's going to just spell bad news.
But it's not like they're saying it's doing. It's not. So why do you still believe? Yeah, I know. CO2, it's science. It's called, CO2 will cause the temperatures to rise. And, the planet will our resources will die off if we don't take care of our planet. Yeah. But it's not doing it like they say it's being done. There's no dire apocalyptic crescendo. There's no reason to panic. There's no reason to throw all your money. There's no reason to give up sovereignty of the Copenhagen Treaty thingy. You don't need to do that, but yet you still believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. Answer your call. I don't know what to say. Perfect example. I don't know what to say. Doesn't that frustrate you? Oh, man. Bob, hi. Calling from Canada. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Good evening.
Montreal, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. I'm a little bit... Well, I'll just come out right and say it. I can't believe that you're swallowing ClimateGate.
I'm swallowing ClimateGate?
Yeah, it seems like you folks will jump on anything that's popular. And what you don't understand is that there needs to be a reduction of 82% of the population.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about ClimateGate from a standpoint of, it's not about ClimateGate, it's about global sustainability. It's about eliminating the population, right?
Well, essentially, if you want to boil it down to that, yes. And I think you and I just now have probably witnessed or heard from callers that fit the bill.
So who do we eliminate, Bob?
Everybody.
Really? Who's the first to go? On your list of people to go, who's the first to die?
I would think welfare mothers and useless eaters like, people like yourself that go around spreading nonsense about hope and love and peace and prosperity.
Listen, I spread that around? I spread peace and prosperity and love? Is that what I do?
Well, yeah, I can tell that's your little agenda. You know, I love you guys. you're very, very...
So you're saying I should be on the list too? With welfare
100%.
Moms? What?
For sure, you're 100%. Look, you consume more oxygen and CO2 than most people do in a day. I can just tell.
You can.
You're definitely one of those people that should be qualifying for the re-education camp before we decide what to do with the likes of you. Because it's people like you that just keep putting the cog in the wheel and you're preventing progress. You know, as soon as we get...
So you're saying, how much of the population do you want to kill? How many people do you want to kill off, Bob?
I'd like to start off with the continent of the United States, because these people are the biggest consumers. How is it that you guys consume 90% of the world's resources? You guys are filthy, disgusting pigs. You even just admitted that you'd like to eat cheeseburgers and that you lead a decadent life. Yeah, you're up to the wall first, my man. For sure.
Well, I know that the aliens are going to eat me first because I'm fat and tasty, but that's not the point, okay? I know that they're going to eat me first, you see. But I don't want to be on your hit list, Bob. I wish that I wasn't on your hit list, and I'm up there with welfare mothers. You could do better than that.
No, because it's... Well, let me go up the list here.
Okay. Shut-ins, all right, next.
Let's see, drug abusers.
How about old people?
Men that hit their girlfriends.
Soylent Green is people. How about old folks? How about we generate them into green crackers and feed them to young people?
Look around right now.
I am looking around. You're astounding me.
Nice fuzzy world. Do you see a nice fuzzy world?
No.
I see slime everywhere.
I do too, but that doesn't mean you have to eliminate them.
Back into the back stone ages.
Oh my God! You are you a Nazi?
No, I'm a life-breathing person.
You're a realist, aren't you? You are a secular realist who wants to see everybody go through the grinder except you.
Oh, no. I won't go through the grinder because I'm too smart to go into the grinder. But you guys will jump on anything that suits your agenda to get your popularity going or your radio ratings going. And that's fine by me. I can listen to this stuff all day. But I was just about to go to Vegas, actually. But, you know, I thought I'd give you a call first. But, you know, ClimateGate. I mean, okay, what's next? So you discover that we've been lying to you about cancer and that there's actually been a cure for cancer for 100 years. Big whoop. We're way ahead of you. We're way ahead of you, people.
Ooh, you're scaring me because you're saying we. Are you one of them?
No, I just, like, you seem to be that last bit of, of, I guess you belong to that 82%, that 80 percentile, that still cling on to this fairy tale that life is good and fair and just. No, you don't listen to nature like we do. You just listen to your own selfish needs, and you make these crazy stories about the Anunnaki.
Are you a Satanist?
Conspiracy theory about the Bilderberg.
Are you a Satanist?
I mean, it's just...
Are you a Luciferian? Are you a Satanist? Are you a Luciferian?
Huh? You have to go to the attack mode because...
No, I'm asking you. Some of my best friends are Satanists. I never attacked you by calling you a Satanist. I asked if you were a Satanist or a secular humanist or a Luciferian. What are you?
I'm a human being having trying to have a human experience, trying to have a spiritual experience on this planet, and you're getting in the way, Clyde.
Oh, man.
You guys are all getting in the way. Look at how much you consume. We're going from point A to point B, from McDonald's to your fridge, from your fridge to McDonald's, from McDonald's to the mall. It's just a never-ending cycle of consumption. You guys are eating and killing the planet.
Sieg Heil, Bob. Sieg Heil. Deutschland über alles. Deutschland über alles. He's from Canada. Sieg Heil! My God! I love it! At least he's telling the truth. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344... I can't believe you can't top that, can you? We'll be back.
Every generation has wondered if they will be the generation that will usher in the end times, the last days, the end of the world.
Apocalypse.
The world of apocalypse.
Officials at every level of government are preparing for the worst.
But when a country seems to be under the spell of a demonic plague, what do we do then? With all of the bloodletting of war, the killing of animals to combat disease, and what appears to be the ritual sacrificing of children, we may be seeing a prologue of things to come. The arrival of plague.
We have now confirmed avian influenza on 18 premises. The disease is spreading, and it's spreading quickly.
Sociopathic and psychopathic
hate. That slashed the Hoskins' abdomen with a razor knife and a premeditated plan to murder her and steal her unborn baby.
Unexplained catastrophes and disasters.
Just the start of things, in my opinion. I think hurricanes are probably going to get stronger. If they don't get stronger, that'll be surprising.
Are we creating a self-fulfilling prophecy? Perhaps it's time to consider the theory. Perhaps it's time to carry out a ritual of our own. One that will banish the beast system forever. And perhaps have a brighter future than the one they have in store for us.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Taking over the world, one mind at a time. ZeroPointRadio.com.
I don't believe in global warming commencing with me. I don't believe in global warming commencing with me.
The weekend.
This could be the end of life as we know it.
Your attention, please. Thank you for choosing Earth as your planetary vehicle. We hope you enjoy many wonderful features of this planet as you hurtle through the cosmos. Please note, however, that in the event of continued inaction in the face of global warming, your seat can be used as a levitation device. Also, take a moment to locate this planet's emergency exits. As you can see, there aren't any.
We got
I love Mudman, man. That's great. Okay. Ground Zero, I'm Clyde Lewis. Boy, we're still trying to get over that call. Let's go to Rob now. Hi, Rob. You're on Ground Zero. Rob, you're there. Quickly.
Hello?
Hello, Rob. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just moved here. Just started listening to your show last weekend. Tried to get a hold of you last weekend and everything. And kind of wanted to get a hold of the viewers out there and let them know that... They honestly have no idea what the United States government can do and does do.
Mm. Are you military? Are you secret? Some secret agency?
I am ex-military.
Uh-huh.
And there was a few times that I was out in the middle of nowhere guarding a little shack.
Yeah.
Lock, cock, ready to rock. For those military personnel that are out there knows what that means.
Right.
I was ready to kill, and I have almost shot military MPs, military police.
Right.
Because they got too close to a little shack.
Where were you at? Where was the little shack?
I can't tell you where the little shack was.
Or you'd have to kill me.
It was in the United States.
Okay. All right.
As far as global warming goes,
yeah,
there's some truth to it, and most of it is a bunch of bullshit.
Okay.
Excuse my language.
Yeah, we can't use that kind of language. We got to go to another caller. I appreciate though that. Thanks for that. Let's go to Max now in Canada. We can't swear. It's just not people can't do this without swearing. Max from Canada, calling from what part of Canada?
BC.
BC, British Columbia. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyways. Welcome to the United Socialist States of America. You're a paperless police.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, that's what we're getting to here. It's like, you know, the last caller was talking, or the second to last caller, let's go and get rid of all these people that are useless eaters. That's exactly what Hitler was doing.
Well, that's exactly what global sustainability is. At least this guy, Bob, was telling the truth. I mean, I was surprised and shocked at his candor. I thought, yeah, okay.
Well, you know, I look at it this way is, you know, when it comes right down to it, I mean, we all know global warming is crap. Everyone I've ever talked to about global warming admits one thing, the sun. How is it they admit the sun when it's the only thing that keeps us alive?
Well, that's true. And the sun goes through its changes, and that's why we have these changes, and they're just capitalizing on it. And once they've got us to sign the dotted line, the devil never goes back on his deal, not does he?
Well, that all depends. I mean, how far are you willing to go and stop the deal? Most people would rather go and sit on their butt, go and say, someone else will deal with this for me. Someone else will do it, you know. And it's going to come to the point where they're knocking on your door.
Yeah, that's true.
Knocking on my door. And it's going to be whether or not you decide that you're going to stand on the other side of that door and pull a double barrel shotgun and start blasting away.
I don't think that people should be shooting it. Like I said, I think it should be with money. Hey, Max, thanks for the call calling from Canada tonight. Let's go to Philip now in Woodland. Philip, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, just wanted to say, you know, this whole thing, you know, everybody know, you know, you and me both know that global warming is kind of a hoax and everything, but, you know, that hoax is driven by two main ideas. You know, you have the government, who, like you said, is wanting that one world control.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have the corporate America, or the corporate, it's not even America anymore, it's the whole world.
Yeah.
That's going, you know, they have control for our advertisements, and they're telling us what we, you know, what we see.
That's right. Never underestimate those with a lot of money who are going to want to get you to go their direction. Let's quickly go to Sean now. Tacoma, Washington. Sean, how you're on Ground Zero? Sean.
How's it going?
Hey, go ahead. Quickly, we need to get to your call. Quickly, say hello, and what do you need to say?
My name's Sean. I'm just calling to talk about, I guess, global warming is what we're at. I think it's fake. I'm totally agreeing. I just think HARP is a sack of crap.
Okay.
I've done a little bit of research on it lately. Haven't heard of it until lately, but it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Nobody's really heard of it.
And they can do weather control, can't they?
They can do weather control. They can drop planes out of the sky, and supposedly they could do mind control, which I believe.
Yeah, that's true. We'll talk more about that soon. I'll get Nick Begich on the show. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Steve quickly in Kelso. Hi, Steve. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi.
Come on, let's burn through the calls. Go ahead.
I think global warming is a hoax.
Okay.
I think it's just a way for the government to make a lot of money on a lot of the citizens.
Like, you're right. And it's a redistribution of wealth. Thanks for your call. Let's go to James quickly. Hi, James. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, man, this is James from MediaMonarchy.com.
Hey, James. Hey, James Villado, you rock. Hey, we're going to have you on the show sometime. What do you have to say tonight?
Man, I think a lot of this goes down to what people need to research, and that is eugenics.
Yeah.
Becoming green shirts and the eco-police and all that. I mean, you called it. You said it was like Soylent Green, and that's, I think, what's coming.
Hey, James, I want you on the show soon. Are you going to be available? Plug your site, too, while you're there. Say, you're on MediaMonarchy.com, right, James?
Absolutely.
And
MediaMonarchy.com.
And if you want good information, you go to MediaMonarchy.com. In fact, his link is on my website. I love James Evan Pilato so much. We're going to have him on the show eventually.
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon. Let's go to Amy in Portland. Hi, Amy. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clive.
Hi.
You know, I don't believe everything you always talk about.
Yeah.
But I do believe global warming.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Amy, why? Why do you believe?
Well, if you listen to the listeners that called and believed it, that should tell you enough the ignorance and uneducation that they have. You know what I mean?
What? If they don't believe in global warming, they're not educated?
No, that they believe it. They're uneducated.
Oh, so you don't believe in global warming?
I don't know. Hell no.
Okay, good. Good, Amy. I'm glad to hear that, because I was wondering, you know, I was hoping that, you know, I didn't lose you or that you got lost somewhere in this whole wash of green Kool-Aid. I don't want you to drink it. It's not
exactly.
Something. Yeah, I want you to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to go to thank you for calling, Amy. We're going to burn through some calls right now. Let's go to Andrew quickly. Andrew, hi, you're on Ground Zero, burning through the calls tonight. Go ahead, Andrew, quickly.
Hello. I just wanted to ask about earlier about the population going down. I wanted to know,
yeah,
like your opinion on how that would happen.
They would secretly and covertly kill you through vaccinations, food rationing, developing ways to eliminate you. Wars do it all the time. All kinds of stuff. And people who own the wealth will basically stand there with the guns and keep you from eating. That's how they'll do it.
Yeah, do they have, like, any people that they specifically wanted to start out with?
Well, I don't know. You know, you take your pick. Who are we doing it to now? We're doing it to the Afghanis. We're doing it to the Iraqis. We're doing it to the Iranians, the Yemenis, you name it. We pick them. And people are going, yeah, kill them, kill them, kill them. So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Boy, what a show tonight. Burned through a lot of calls. Art Webb, my producer, thank you so much. Mike, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. It was a great show tonight. Really appreciate it. Remember, if you want to get any more information, it's www.groundzeromedia.org, groundzerotv.org, if you want to watch the latest episodes on TV. And this show runs again in real time at www.groundzeromedia. Actually, not to try that again. ZeroPointRadio.com. ZeroPointRadio.com is where you go if you want to see this, hear this show again in real time tomorrow night at 10 p.m. online. Check it out. Get your friends to hook up to it, too. we're here, and we'll be here next week with another great show. Tell all your friends, and we'll meet again. It'll be cool. See you next week.